about that.
Well, definitely, and thank you, Susan. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with people from all over Idaho through this new technology. We've found that it gives us a tremendous opportunity to allow people from Idaho to have much more contact. Excuse me. And I look forward for these to these opportunities. Tonight is a very timely occasion for us to have this town meeting because, as I believe most people realize, the nation is facing very, very serious economic threat, and major proposals for action by Congress are before us, and the President has just spoken to the country. In addition, earlier today, both Barack Obama and John McCain have come together and issued a joint statement indicating that they will come to Washington, D.C. tomorrow together to meet with the President and with the leadership of both the Republican and Democrat parties in the House and the Senate to try to work out a bipartisan solution to this very, very serious issue. I personally have spent a lot of time working very hard on this specific issue, not only because of my personal interest in it, but also because the issue is before the Banking Committee on which I sit. And as we move forward, I expect we'll get a lot of questions tonight on the issue. I think what I'd like to do right now is to just lay out some of the thoughts that I have at this point and then discuss in more detail the specifics of the concerns that people may have. I'd also like to indicate that this town hall meeting is not limited to only the bailout issue. It is it's an open forum, and we can talk about energy policy, our national defense, homeland security, or any of the other issues that people would like to hear about. Let me just briefly right now discuss my feelings about the proposal that we have on the table before us to provide up to $700 billion to purchase distressed real estate assets, particularly securitized mortgages that are illiquid and have no real value in the marketplace. I have very, very strong concerns about this proposal, and at this point, I do not think that it is the right solution. There's no question that our country faces a very, very serious economic threat, and that Congress does need to act. But I believe we've got to take the time to carefully evaluate all options and make sure that we make the right decisions as we move forward. The primary reason that I don't think we've got the right solution yet is that the proposal before us would put the taxpayer in the position of essentially picking up the risk in an entire segment of our economy of illiquid assets that the private sector will not purchase. The hope that has been expressed with regard to this plan is that these assets, which are now illiquid, would ultimately regrow into their normal value as the economy stabilizes. And certainly one would hope that that would be the case. But the reason that many others are not willing to buy them in the private sector is because there is not a high level of confidence that that would be the case. And the bottom line to me is that's a risk. It's a huge risk. It's a risk that could be up to $700 billion for the U.S. taxpayer. And it puts the U.S. taxpayer right at the front of the line in terms of the risk taking and the losses that will occur in the economy. I believe that the companies that have incurred these illiquid investments, whether they did so through mismanagement or not, must be the ones who absorb the risk first. If it becomes necessary to stabilize our economy for the U.S. taxpayer to help try to provide some liquidity to the system, then any dollars, any value that the U.S. taxpayer is called upon to put in my opinion, should be done in a format where it is preferred debt and in which the taxpayers are paid back first. And only after the taxpayers are paid back from company-wide assets only after the shareholders and the other owners of any of these distressed assets incur the losses that are there should the taxpayer face the risk. The taxpayer, in my opinion, should be first and last. And what I mean by that is the taxpayer should be paid back first and should incur losses last among those who are involved in managing and handling these assets. And again, because the proposal that's before us puts the taxpayer in the front of the line in terms of the risk, I have very strong concerns with it. I also frankly believe that as we move forward, we've got to do so in a fashion that recognizes the importance that any approach we take must be as temporary as possible so that the federal government does not become permanently enmeshed in the private sector. Our system of government is one that has relied on a strong and robust private market, and as little federal intervention, governmental intervention in the market as possible. And that's why I believe that if these very, very unusual and dangerous circumstances might require some effort to make sure we maintain liquidity in the market and protect American taxpayers, we must do so only in a way that shields them from the greatest amount of risk and minimizes the amount of involvement of the federal government. With that, like I say, I'll be glad to answer any questions on any issues, but let's go to the questions right now and see if we can be sure we get through as many as possible.